Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you make of all this?
Well, I think the president found an artful compromise, and I think the people who are trying to keep this alive are going to do it to their political detriment, because it really is seeming to turn into an effort to censor the use of contraceptives. And since the vast majority of American women at some point in their reproductive lives use contraceptives, I don't think it's going to play well politically.
Yeah, so, well, in the polls, the polls back up what you're saying. I mean, I looked at the CBS and New York Times poll that said, look, the vast majority of people agree with the president on this, and you also have a lot of Catholics who agree with this, and the vast majority of Catholic women use contraceptives at some point in their life. So why is it, do you think, that the Republican candidates are keeping this up and they're keeping it alive in a way that to those people the people who agreed with the president, they just felt like it was silly?
It's a part of the larger narrative that the Republican presidential candidates are pushing, that this is somehow, there's a war on religion. I suppose every year there's a battle over people wanting to take Christ out of Christmas.
Yeah.
And this is, it's really political. And if you look at this particular issue over providing insurance coverage for contraceptives, 28 states were already doing it. Many Catholic-affiliated hospitals and universities provide it. It's not like they're handing out contraceptives in the cafeteria.
Right.
They're just working with insurance companies that include this as a normal part of their coverage. And 9 out of 10 insurance policies cover contraceptives, as I think many of them do Viagra, too. And I suppose maybe we can get into that discussion,
right,
too.
Well, here's one question that I get as we have covered this story. I'll get emails from people and tweets from people as well that say, if I'm interviewing someone who is not a woman about this, they'll say, why are you doing that? This is a woman's issue, and for a lot of this discussion, women's voices have been absent.
Well, it shouldn't be only a woman's issue, because children do require two parents. There's financial support included, so it should include all people. But it is kind of ludicrous that we see testimony on Capitol Hill with a panel of all men, talking about women's attitudes towards contraception.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think women do feel like they're being left out of the conversation, which just underscores how this is more about politics than it really is about women's health,
right,
or really about moral objections.
So if it's about politics, do you see this as being an issue in the general election, whoever the Republican nominee is? Is it still going to be something that is going to be argued about, or are we going to be talking just about the economy at that point?
I think if Rick Santorum does manage to get the nomination, and I think he has an outside shot at it, then this would be a conversation. He himself says presidents don't normally talk about these issues, and he sees contraception as part of what he would consider the moral and social decay in the country. He calls it a license, to have sex outside of marriage without responsibility. So I think if he is the nominee, we definitely will hear about it. But I also think that the election will likely turn on the economy and not these really side issues.
All right. Eleanor Cliff, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Really appreciate it. By the way, you can always check her out at newsweek.com.